Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. We have had a 22.5-hour break, but we're back with more open phones. Join us. We have three texts to read on the radio. We're waiting for more emails. You can send emails to onthemark@wkok.com, and you can join the list of texts at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you haven't signed up for Text Connect yet, it is an opportunity for you to
use. Were you from the Bronx?
That's a combination of you and us.
Oh, okay,
to send you important breaking information. We sent out a Text Connect yesterday. What was that? Oh, an MBA blocked routes 11 and 15 south near the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Stay tuned to WKOK for more. So, yes, that Text Connect message went out last evening. We have a slowdown today. Just a slowdown at the routes 11 and 15 intersection for southbound route 15 and southbound 11, trying to get past a disabled vehicle, Baldwin Boulevard. The vehicle is clear now, we're hearing on the monitor, but there's residual slowing there. And of course, that's that area where the traffic signals trap hundreds of motorists needlessly every day anyway. So there is a slowdown there. And then the important thing is that when that highway is finished, the new highway, there'll be another traffic light there. So you get to stop about every 10 feet or so at a new traffic signal. You can email us.
You're just grumpy today, aren't you?
Well, honest to Pete, we didn't need
You should be a Democratic candidate for president, grumpy.
We didn't need the Monroe Marketplace lights, but we got them anyways. Instead of one, we got two, which you do get trapped between them. PennDOT originally said you wouldn't get trapped between them, but you do. And then, let's see. Oh, they said that you wouldn't get stopped twice. If you hit one, you wouldn't hit another. But, of course, that's not true.
Also, we can just roll through a red light there because we have the assurance it would never happen.
No, they say you have to stop if it's red.
Oh, doggone it.
You have to come to a full stop, not just a rolling creep through like you do at the stop signs in Shamokin Dam.
In Shamokin
Dam. Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Joe, the mayor. If you weren't an elected official, would you stop completely at each stop sign there?
Yes. Because the sign says stop. It doesn't mean roll through. It says stop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I think stop signs actually say pretty darn slow.
But is that what they mean?
But you're saying the real interpretation.
Well, explain that to a police officer when you get ticketed.
Well, and they do stop sign patrols in Northumberland. I've seen them at the different intersections. You know, they stay back about 3 or 4 parking spaces and watch people roll through.
We do them in Shamokin Dam, too.
Oh, do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have a spokesman for PennDOT with us when Joe is here, so if you have any questions about traffic.
Now I'm a spokesman, not a shill. Is that an
it's the same.
Same thing, okay.
Right. You're, well,
I thought maybe I was promoted from shill to spokesman.
Well, do you have your own...
Or is that a demotion?
Do you have your own hard hat?
I do.
Okay, well then
and
you
I
are
own,
a shill.
I have my own vest.
Right, you're a
believe
shill.
That and I'll tell you another one.
Oh, you don't have them?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, I got a tour of the CSVT bridge yesterday up on the top deck. Even Joe hasn't been there yet. It's the Joe McGranahan Memorial Bridge. And
well, I'm not dead, Mark. Although I know you wish it, but I'm not.
Well, it'll be ready in 20 years, and you'll be gone in 20 years. So, oh, actually, you wouldn't have to be. You're, what, 76? So, you could be around 96. Yeah, never mind.
Well, I'm still doing this show.
Still irritating me.
Still irritating Lawrence, who was then in his 80s.
Yep. 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to put us out of our misery, call us and shut us up. 1-800-795-9565. All right. Yesterday, we did get some text messages. One of the topics that came up was, were there any individuals locally who can sell fully automatic sort of machine guns, to use the modern vernacular? And one of our listeners texted me a note and says, yes, there is an individual individual in Northumberland who sells them. It is not a licensed gun dealer who's sort of a retailer, so that individual's name is going to be kept private, but we know who he is. And the listener also said there are, I guess they're called Class 3 dealers, and there's several in Bloomsburg as
well.
So
you want to buy a machine gun, go to Bloomsburg, right?
Right. They have an abundance up there.
And we have another texter who says, quick question mark, so saying Muslims attacked America on 9/11 without calling them terrorists is painting all Muslims with the broad brush of terrorism? So wouldn't that also be the same with the left calling all law-abiding gun owners mass shooters because of the acts of one criminal?
Oh, yeah, definitely not. Yeah, thank you, Stan. I appreciate that for calling me out. Honestly, this idea that law-abiding gun owners are this big problem we have to fix is a total and complete myth. And fortunately, as this argument takes place, this discussion about gun laws in Washington is taking place, whether it is because of the NRA's demand or lawmakers' common sense, law-abiding gun owners are being stood up for, and there are no new common-sense gun laws that would make us safer. So law-abiding gun owners own the show at this time, and there have been no gun law changes that have made us safer, and this is why. I mean, the country as a whole wants it, but the minority of people who are law-abiding gun owners continue to have their way, and so you should be happy.
But background checks don't hurt law-abiding gun owners, do they? They
no,
may delay them
not.
A day or two in getting the gun they want, but
it
they don't
would
harm
be
them.
Possible a few law-abiding gun owners would be delayed a day or two because of some glitch or something.
But there's
something.
A difference between being inconvenienced and having your rights taken away.
Well, absolutely.
I don't see any problem with being inconvenienced for a day or two.
Why would
you need the gun so desperately that you had to have it right away?
Why should you have to go back to the retailer twice? Come on, Joe.
Mark, I can't go in and buy a car in 2 minutes. I mean, it has to be processed. We have to go through
rules
and regulate. No, it's not different.
Yes, it is, because that's a $40,000? Your vehicle is a $30,000
vehicle.
But
I submit to you, there's
SUV.
Probably more reason for me to need a vehicle in a hurry than there is for me to need a gun in a hurry. If I need a gun in a hurry, it sounds like I have something nefarious planned.
Well, there's a difference between a 20-minute purchase and a 2-day purchase.
Well,
nobody wants gun.
You need to go over to Sunbury Motors and purchase another vehicle because it takes a bit longer than 20 minutes.
I know. I was there an hour.
Okay.
Or so. And I needed my lovely bride.
Right. You had to take somebody with you because you're obviously not responsible to act on your own.
You have to bring an adult. No, but, you know, you got to fill out paperwork and, you know, it's jointly owned or I guess it's both of ours.
Try going to the hospital emergency room. You have to check in. You have to tell them who you are. You have to
get information. You'll bleed out before you get the paperwork.
No,
in.
You won't bleed out. I think they would take care of you first. But, I mean, there are inconveniences and delays in everything we do in society.
So what's
Try
a
to
reasonable
get on an
delay?
Airplane.
But a reasonable delay is 20 minutes to an hour, not 2 days, because you've expanded background checks to the point
but
where you can no longer get through
the gauntlet. But why do you need the gun immediately, unless you're going hunting and you're leaving for
why
Alaska?
Why do you need your car immediately? What if there's a 2-day
waiting
list? Because
I'd like to go to work.
What if there's a 2-day waiting list at Sunbury Motor Company?
Well, then I'd say they're doing good business over there.
Well, there isn't, because buying things that you can legally own and purchase should not require a 2-day extra delay while additional paperwork is done.
But if that additional paperwork saves a life.
But this is all a for instance that has nothing to do with what's happening. Expanding background checks to be universal checks will simply mean there'll be more of them. They won't necessarily take longer. You know, there could be some backlogs until the staffing starts to ramp up to meet the increase. Demand. But what it would do is it would help keep guns out of the hands of individuals who should not have them. For law-abiding gun owners, they'll make it right through with no delay.
Well,
all right.
We have an email here from Tom. We promised we'd get to our emails. Tom says, thanks to WKOK on the marks, constantly forcing a religion down our throats, I think I have finally found religion. Special thanks goes out to Dan and Al. This would be a good idea to open the show with every day. Here's the prayer. If Trump is gone before I wake, I pray to God the news ain't fake.
Great email, Tom.
Signed, Tom.
All right. So he finally found religion, praying that Trump is out of office. Okay,
well,
if that's what it takes.
I don't think he means gone in the sense that he's out of office.
Oh.
You remember the prayer? Well, if I should die before I wake, okay. I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Let's revise that to a kinder, gentler prayer, a more godly prayer, and say, if President Trump recognizes that he should have never been elected in the first place and is gone before I wake, I pray to God that news ain't fake. How about that? That works a little bit better. Cindy, we're enjoying open phones. You have the floor. Thanks for calling in.
I don't need the floor, but thanks anyway. I just wanted to say that you need not fear that you'll be kept waiting to be seen in the emergency room, because by law, you must be seen by a nurse, a triage person, immediately upon entering.
Oh, that's why they
the
always have
before
somebody
there.
Before
they ever ask you any questions about your ability to pay, failure to do that could cost them all their Medicare patients, which for most hospitals would be force of closure, because they're the vast majority of patients in a hospital.
Okay. So when you go in the UPMC Susquehanna front doors, or side doors, I guess, for the ER, there's a wonderful person in a booth right there. That's your initial...
Triage person,
okay.
Typically. Yeah, triage meaning they ask you what's wrong, mm-hmm. right? Take a look at you, maybe take what we call your vital signs, blood pressure, pulse, respiration, whether you realize they're doing that or not, the respiration part. They take a look at your skin color, at your behavior, and they decide just how sick you really are, you know? Some people go back immediately because it's clear that they are in distress. Other people go into the emergency room for things that really aren't an emergency, and then they get screened, and then they get registered, and then they wait. But you should not see registration put ahead of that screening process that's done by a medical professional.
Okay, so that ain't going to happen. So Joe's mistaken.
Yes.
All
on
right.
occasion, Joe is mistaken.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard the show lately?
I'm trying to be tactful.
Okay,
I know it's more often than not. But, hey, I'm just trying to be tactful about that.
I don't know about more often than not.
All right,
but
hang
okay.
up on her, will you?
Well, I think we're...
hung up on me last week.
I'm only kidding.
No reason at all, arbitrarily.
Who?
And
me?
I was making a nice call.
I hung up on you?
You did.
Last week?
What?
Yes. You did, Joe. Well, boy, I can't believe you forgot.
Well, I'm going to have to go back and listen to the
show,
tape.
I called in to explain something. You hung up on me. I had to hurry up and do that. What do you call that?
Oh, maybe the show was over.
Whatever?
Oh, we were at the end of the program. We had to do the sign-off.
You hung up before you ever let me say a word. Come on now.
I think she
would
remember.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and listen
to
last week's program.
He was running the show by himself, and it was... His fingers were running afoul of the system.
Okay.
Anyway.
I will admit I did hit the button. I didn't think it was you, but I did do it to admit that I hit the button.
Right, and these buttons are body heat buttons.
They're very unforgiving.
Right, if you just rest your button near
them.
You start to press the button, and you hear somebody starting to say something, and you realize it's too late to go back.
But I would like to raise this this thing for consideration, this concept, which is that unlike... riding on an airplane or owning a vehicle, the right to have a gun is enshrined where? Anyone, Joe?
The Constitution.
Joe. It certainly is, Amendment Number 2. So that's the difference. You can be made to wait until you know what freezes over for those other things, because they are not enshrined in the Constitution to own a car or to ride on an airplane. But without question, the right to have a gun is enshrined in the Second Amendment of the Constitution, and therefore the government is thankfully constrained. Obviously, there are enthusiasts who would like to strip America of its guns, and I know that some people would like to deny that, but one of the enthusiasts spoke very clearly last week on television that he would come in and take your gun.
Well, just AR-15s, not every gun.
Well, no, he won't want to take the others, too.
No, he doesn't.
The AR-15 and something else.
AK-47, but they're basically the same.
Okay.
Well, I think it's, you know, personally, I believe that having been successful at doing that, they would see no bounds. I've heard people, I believe, on this show even question, why should you have this thing? And in particular, they've questioned, why should you have guns? You know, and my response is, well, why should you have boats? Well, you know,
why
maybe
should
we should take everybody's
bullets,
boat away, bullets, because if we did, there would not be any more boating accidents.
Boats,
we wouldn't need Lake Augusta. Think of the money we'd save, right?
Right. Yeah, the environment would be better. We wouldn't have to build these big fish dams.
Right.
But
I
was a boater for 21 years. I didn't kill anybody with my boat. Nobody ever died on my boat.
It doesn't matter,
nobody
Joe.
Was injured.
It doesn't matter. One boat wreck makes it right to wipe out all the boats. right? What about that big fire in California and all those people burned to death? Well, if you didn't allow people to have boats, that would have never happened.
Oh, that recreational diving boat.
To me, this is the very same thing. That people who want to avoid calamity, which is just a constant if you really take a look at it, they answer by saying, well, let's just take this away from everyone, then that can never happen again.
But we're not talking about taking it away. We're talking about background checks, universal background checks. That is something I support. I don't have any problem with that. I don't think it stops you from owning a gun unless you don't deserve to own one. It may delay you a few days, but it doesn't stop you.
I don't see why it would delay anybody.
Well, because it might take a little time to do a more complete and thorough background check than the ones they currently run.
Oh, you're saying if universal background checks are expanded and that the background check itself is expanded and it no longer is instant.
Right. Okay. Well, it may require
Dude,
more.
Do you realize that most of these mass murders, and I mean most by more than 90%, all passed background checks to buy their guns?
Yeah, background checks
except
probably
the last
wouldn't
guy.
This being proffered as a cure for this problem is false. Just
I don't
as
think
much as if I said, if you eat an apple every day, you'll never get sick.
Cindy,
that's
don't think it's a cure.
False. It's very self-serving for apple orchard owners, but it doesn't actually treat the problem.
Well, Cindy, I don't think it's a cure, but it may be one. Mark's always talking about common sense things we
Pat
can do
Toomey
to make us safer.
That's Senator Toomey's phrase. I
it seems doesn't like, make us safer, Joe.
It seems reasonable. To me.
Tell me how that makes you safer. If all the people who do this can pass background checks,
what would
I'm
make
assuming
it
that you want to stop these mass murder events. Is that what your goal is?
Cindy, we have to go to the next caller.
Oh,
but
expanding
background checks would make it much more difficult for individuals who should not have guns to get them. Now, it would not solve the mass
murder dilemmas. Legally.
Right. And Cindy, I think Mark's going to hang up on you.
Yes, my button's going to
hang up on me.
Thank
Joe.
You.
No, I'm not in charge today.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We got one caller standing by,
and one of our emailers or texters, who's also now on the phone, says, "Joe, ask the woman being abused and threatened with harm if she needs a gun quickly."
There you go.
I would hope that a woman being abused and threatened would be in contact with the police first.
Yeah, but they can only do so much. You got to help protect yourself too, and your home and your kids. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back if you'd like to get in queue, 1-800-795-9565. Email on the mark at WKOK.com or text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We are talking about changes in gun laws that would make you wait longer. As I could not have put Stan on the line any faster if I had dialed him up. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. I don't know if, you know, expanded background checks requiring every gun purchase to go through a background check would increase wait times or not. Because right now, unless somebody has an issue, you know, 5 minutes the most is all it takes to go through the system. Now, the problem, I think, is that all the information isn't in the system. And that's all a responsibility of the government that wants to tell us that we do bad things. So
you're talking about the Army not participating?
Well, any of them. That, you know, all government order. I'm talking local, state, and federal. All putting, you know, whatever branch in the federal, all that information. If they're, you know, working on criminal cases, have criminals, have convicted people, and that stuff isn't put into the system, what good is the system?
Well, you're right. You know, need the information in there. I don't argue that.
I mean, that's how the Dayton shooter, he wasn't in the system because the school district and whoever else was in charge out there in Ohio, when he was causing problems in school, never had anything official done to him. You know, he was making death threats and everything else. He should have been standing before a judge, whether he was convicted of terroristic threats or whatever. He was nothing was done to him. Same thing with the guy, kid in Parkland.
We need
30-some times the cops visited him. He was never arrested. He had been arrested once, and they knew he was a mental case. If he had been involuntarily committed, that would all been in the record. He wouldn't have been able to purchase the gun legally. So the government is failing us, yet they're the ones who want to tell us how to do everything.
Well, they don't have red flag laws either in place in most areas, and that's hurting us.
Wouldn't it needed a red flag law for any of those?
Right.
Because
argument there.
There are laws against what they were doing.
Already.
Right. So why not enforce what we have? If people are causing problems, see, the I think the Obama administration started. Now everybody said, "Well, you're blaming Obama." Well, whatever. The DOJ, they didn't want it. They wanted to, how they put it, cut down on the pipeline of school to prison system for these kids. You know, the kids that go to school, cause problems, disrupt school. You know, they get a police record, and then they just get worse and worse and worse. They end up in prison. So they left them go. They didn't report them, didn't have them arrested for, you know, dealing drugs, beating people up or whatever. And this is what happens. They're not, you know, all it takes is one or two times incidents that they're in the system, and then if they go to a dealer to buy a gun, or even if they expand it and they went to a dealer to transfer a gun, they would be stopped. They would be rejected. Can't have it. So then they would have to go out on the black market or on the street corner, which they ain't going to stop that. There's no way they're going to stop that. The criminals are still going to be criminals. So the only people you're inconveniencing and making feel like criminals are the law-abiding, have done nothing.
Well, you might want to comment on this. One of our texters, I thought it was you from you for a minute, but it isn't, says, "Hello, this is Matt from Winfield. Now, I have a statement that about the background checks. Now, if you look into the local newspaper or the local shopper from Middleburg, you can easily buy guns without background checks. Guns will always be on the streets." You agree with that?
Well, right now it's legal to purchase, put those ads in for rifles and shotguns into the shopper, the newspaper, whatever, to sell. That's, you know, federal and state law allows that. Now, some states don't allow that.
And it allows...
You know, they say you have to go through a background check. Well, that's, you know, that's state. You know, the states do certain things. They're not restricting it. And quite frankly, if they decide they want to have more background check, I'll make more money. Okay, because people will be coming here to get the background check done.
Yeah, Stan is a federal firearms license
dealer. That's awesome. You know, I'll make more money. But to what end? What does it prove? Because if the government isn't putting the information in the system, and all the information isn't there,
or charging individuals to have,
but then you might as well say, well, let's abandon the system entirely. Let's get rid of all background checks.
I'm saying supposed to do, put the information in the system. There's state, local, and federal authorities that have a job to do. If they don't have the manpower to do it, then maybe they need to get the manpower. That's what our tax dollars are for. Our tax dollars are not to spend down there on the southern border taking care of all these people that are coming across the border legally. You know, we waste a lot of money doing stuff like that when we should be concentrating on these criminals. When they do a crime, they get taken off the street.
Stan, you should run for public office.
Nah, I don't have the time for it. You know, and the pay cut would be terrible.
You're making a living. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. We always appreciate your insights. You bring the common sense version to protecting law-abiding gun owners, so we appreciate that.
Well, I mean, certain things are right, certain things are wrong. But if the government wants to do this, they need to get their act together before they start penalizing the people that have done nothing.
Well, how are you penalizing them by having a universal background check?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
All right? They want to restrict us. They want to take our guns because, well, I don't, you know, that'll probably never happen because Mr. O'Rourke will never get into office. All right.
Well, hopefully.
And if he does, there would be some serious cheating going on somewhere, is my opinion. But regardless, okay, they're telling us we got to do this, this, and this, but yet they continue to fail in their job, and then blame the law abiding gun owner. You know, they blame the NRA. You got San Francisco calling the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. Really? You know, where's the government come in here? They're the ones that let people crap on the street and throw their needles and drugs and camp on the streets out there in San Francisco. But the NRA, me, we're domestic terrorists? I don't think so.
Did you happen to hear the news story this morning on Gordon Deal that says San Francisco is the healthiest city in America? I find that hard to believe.
Okay.
I'm with you on that one,
sir. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Stan, our good caller from Danville, who has a federal firearms license and will make millions of dollars if universal background checks becomes the law. Well, not millions.
Thousands?
Dozens. You're listening to On the Mark on WKOK Sunbury. Back with more shortly.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Great, thanks, and welcome back. WKOK Live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is directly across from me. Mr. Rob Center is doing a fabulous job throughout the Sunrise programs and the On the Mark show, so we appreciate his help and hard work. Matt Catrillo took the day off because he went to see the Backstreet Boys last night, so he'll be in a little bit later today, so that was probably a late night coming back from the Giant Center at her nice outdoor concert. By all reviews I've detected, it was a good concert. We're going to do some news headlines here, but we want to tell you about traffic. We got traffic volume dilemmas in Northumberland. Folks are very slow getting across the Priestley Bridge into Northumberland. There's a gum up on Water Street as well, with some slow traffic going southbound. Then very slow for the Route 11 southbound traffic approaching the Ted's Landing light, and also Route 15 southbound. South traffic is slow getting past the Ted's Landing light, and the Baldwin Boulevard breakdown is gone, so there's still just some residual slowing there. But everybody else doing okay, so those are the slow spots around here this morning. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. You can do as two individuals have done, and that's email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915. They're located on 4th Street in Sunbury, but also the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires. They have an alignment shop, a body shop, a parts shop, a car wash shop, and a shop shop, and they would just love to take good care of you there, but they don't have a chop shop.
I thought you were going to say a chop shop.
They do not have a chop shop. No, they do not sell any stolen car
parts there,
so that works out nicely. They never grind down the serial numbers on anything at Sunbury Motor Company. The Quick Lane is open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, check them out at sunburymotors.com, and you will join the long list of individuals who count themselves as happy customers from the Sunbury Motor Company. We have some very brief news headlines here. After hearing complaints about patrons having difficulty reaching the Priestley Forsyth Memorial Library, PennDOT has constructed a temporary road at the south end of King Street Park. It's a rough dirt road, they say, that allows motorists to access the library via King Street and the open portion of Front Street. We have a picture of the new dirt road at WKOK.com. PennDOT says the library staff complained about lower numbers of users accessing the library Library during the nearby King Street construction. Northumberland Mayor Daniel Berard announced the new temporary road last night on social media, jokingly saying that it is not called Berard Boulevard. I think they should call it Center Lane, because it's right up the street.
I'm fascinated that PennDOT's building dirt roads.
Well, this is to allow folks to get to the library. This is a lot of to-do. But it's in the broad general vicinity, not too far from my house and Rob's house. So Rob has endured more than anyone ever should have to along this way, so they should name a small temporary dirt road after him.
Oh, so you didn't mean C-E-N-T-E-R, you meant S-E-N-T-E-R.
No. Well, there is a Center Street. Oh, no, the Sunbury has Center Street, but Northumberland needs a Rob Center Street temporarily, and then they'll dig it up at the end of the construction, and that'll be the extent of it. Residents and parents in the Shikellamy School District have a few opportunities to meet and greet the new superintendent and other school officials. We have more on that story from Matt Catrillo.
Dr. Bendel tells us the district is hosting three meet-and-greet sessions at the Packer House at 24 North 3rd Street in Sunbury. The first one will be held September 23rd, followed by sessions October 21st and November 18th. All sessions will begin at 7 p.m. Dr. Bendel says there was a need for these sessions after hearing parents' feedback. Dr. Bendel tells us the September 23rd session will provide a chance for parents and residents to meet him and new high school principal Mark Freeman. At the October 21st session, the public will have the chance to meet the new district police officers and see a presentation about school safety. The November 18th session will include a discussion about dual enrollment and expanded education opportunities through the district. There, representatives from Lackawanna College Sunbury, Bloomsburg University, Susquehanna University, and Sun Technical Institute will be there to take questions. Representatives from other Valley businesses may be in attendance as well. Refreshments will also be available at each session. Matt Catrillo, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Actress Felicity Huffman's 14-day jail sentence in the College Admission scandal is reviving debate over the case of a black homeless mother in Connecticut who received a much longer prison sentence. The Connecticut Post reports that the Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders retweeted a post Friday comparing Huffman's sentence to that of Tanya McDowell, as he called for criminal justice reform. The newspaper notes musician John Legend also alluded to the cases Saturday, as he argued that neither woman should have received imprisonment. Huffman was sentenced Friday in Boston after pleading guilty to paying an admissions consultant to have a proctor correct her daughter's SAT scores. McDowell pleaded guilty to enrolling her son in a school district in which she did not live.
And unrelated drug charges.
Okay, she received 5 years in prison for that.
I suspect mostly on the drug charges.
She received 5 years in prison for that and unrelated drug charges in 2012.
Right.
Well, the case, it's hard. You cannot. It's apples and oranges.
It is apples and oranges.
Across the board. You know, you have the fact that
personally, I think Huffman should have gotten a bit more.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Because not only did she betray her daughter, broke the law, but she may have taken a right for some other student to get into college because she cheated for her daughter.
Right. They say it's they only are planned to let 2,000 students, and then that's a made-up number, but, you know, 2,000 or so students. And if Huffman's daughter got in on the strength of her faked SAT scores, then that displaced a slot that was available
right.
for some law-abiding student.
The only thing I will say is that she has taken responsibility for what she's done. She's apologized. She never, you know, never did plead not guilty or say she was, you know, innocent. She's owned up to what she did,
mm-hmm.
apologized to her family.
She's ashamed.
And well, as she should be. I think Lindsay Lohan? If I were her, I would be sweating bullets right now.
Not Lindsay Lohan.
What's her name?
Lori Loughlin.
Okay, thank you.
The other LL actress.
The other LL actress, right.
Up to now, the rational one.
The Lindsay Lohan is not a stranger to problems with the law.
That's true. Thank you. I just got my LLs mixed up.
Right, okay.
But she's pleaded not guilty, and if they find her guilty, I'm sure she's going to get more than 14 days.
Well, but the case against her is different. You know, then there's a three-part.
She faked a resume for her daughter, claiming that she could row or something
right,
like that.
Right, got her on a sports team in which you had no training. So
right.
That was a little bit different. Plus, there were two intermediaries involved in there. So the coach and one and the sort of the deal broker.
But still, faking your SAT score, getting somebody to change your SAT score is worse.
Do you?
Than you know, just creating a resume that your kid doesn't deserve. At least there, the admission was based on sports, not on academics. And so if they cheated somebody out, they maybe cheated somebody out of another, somebody who can row out of a slot on the team. But the academic...
But the scholarship slot, I think it's the same.
You do?
Yeah, because...
All right. I draw a distinction there.
Because I think if an individual can't get their rowing scholarship, they may not be able to attend said college. I mean, there's a lot of kids...
I don't think there's scholarships involved there. I think it's just
rowing.
A slot on the team.
Okay, so if you have the promised spot, that gives you a leg up for admission.
Right.
Although if you're ineligible for other reasons on admission. Okay, so that's Felicity Huffman. Yeah, I don't think she should have gotten any jail time. I was
really?
A little bit disappointed that she got some. Well, I mean... She is the model citizen when it comes to precisely what you want an individual on probation to be. Truly repentant, ready for community service, already doing some of the community service. She already started volunteering at an agency that tutors young students who are struggling in that community in California. And so, and honest, I don't know if this is a factor, but they say she paid the least to have this done, several thousand dollars. Some of these individuals are literally paying millions of dollars.
I thought she paid $15,000.
Is that what it was? Okay. But, I mean, it was a reasonable amount considering the task for the person that had to
do
the corrections.
Would you have paid $15,000 to get your daughter's SAT scores up?
No.
Isn't that you're always talking about white privilege.
I don't think that's
wealth
legal.
Privilege.
Yeah, I don't think it's illegal to do that. But if it were legal to do, you know, to bribe a college to get a kid in.
Well, it's never illegal to bribe anybody.
Well, you can bribe colleges legally. You just say, I'm going to give you $15,000 for a scholarship to give to other students. But guess what? When your kid's name comes through, you have good standing because you're a friend of the university.
Well, you have to be able to provide, to prove a quid pro quo. If you can do that, then it's bribery.
Well, you don't have to prove it. It's plainly obvious. There's
no
proof necessary.
I mean, how many people have donated money to colleges over the years and not
their
gotten
kids
their
kids in.
And their kids didn't get in.
Never. It's
never.
Never.
That's
happened.
Never happened. Okay.
No. All right. So 14 days was not long enough in Joe's opinion. 14 days too long in my view. We'll be more than happy to discuss this if you'd like to. 1-800-795-9565. Earlier today we talked about universal background checks, that it would make us safer, which I suppose is true. And I think Joe and I are probably in agreement
and
on that.
We have a call coming in, one on the line. And three emails to read.
But our common sense gun dealer said it would not help. I also spoke in favor of red flag laws, and I think Joe's talked about it. So that is something where we can read an email that relates to that. What's this other one say? What's the subject line for this one?
It's
about voting and rights. Okay, read the upper right-hand corner, and then we'll take the call.
All right, it says, good morning. No one is complaining anymore that in order to board a plane, you have to remove your shoes, get a body scan, and limit your carry-on. We get used to change after a while, so guns are killing people. We need to do the same thing here, too. Signed, Bob.
Right. Smart guy, Bob. We appreciate that. Good email. And what did you say about me? I'd go through airport security faster because my shoes
are... Yeah, you never wear your shoes during this
program.
That's why I do the show with a clothespin on my nose.
Oh, yeah. He sounds kind of nasally because he can't breathe. Lance, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, good morning, guys. Well, you know, today, about 96 people are going to succumb to a gunshot wound. I mean, that's really horrific.
Yeah, but how many will die from it? The hands of a drunk driver.
Now, here's what we're going. Well, I know I made fun of this, but when you're looking at something that kills more, or the same amount of people are killed in about 8 months. By drunk drivers. Now, this isn't the people doing the driving, but the people that are killed by that. As what perished in mass shootings in 54 years. Now, you let that sink in, I mean, that's pretty amazing. And yet, I get poo-pooed by it all the time by everybody. And I'm just about ready to shut up because I talked to the folks there at MAD, and I told her my problem, and the little lady said was, tell me about it. I know all about that. But think about the product itself that responsible for as many deaths as guns and opiates put together, plus the population of Sunbury. Right? And yet you can go in and buy it without anything. All you do is you lay the money on the table and look like you're over 21. You think that's right? I mean, when you start talking about things that would make us safer, I mean, if we could reduce the drinking by 3%, we'd save as many lives as if there were never any mass shootings whatsoever.
I think what we ought to do, Lance, is get you an axe and let you go in and break up saloons just like Carrie Nation did.
I know. Like I said, I get mocked like that all the time.
Well, it's because, you know, it's an interesting point, but it's apples to oranges. Alcohol can be consumed fairly easily without causing anybody any harm at all. A gun in the wrong hands or even accidentally going off can kill people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But two-thirds of gun deaths are suicides, and people are committing suicide with alcohol at a greater rate than that.
Well, but it takes a longer time, and there's a better chance for intervention.
Slow motion.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of high out of it.
Okay. I'll shut up about that.
Then. All right.
But, okay, now, here's the deal I really called about. When you, on the Sunrise program this morning, you had the clergyman that was offering the Green New Deal march. Well, the Green New Deal is going to need divine intervention, and I'll tell you why. What they're saying is that we have a total income from people who make over $200,000 a year that we're going to tax to pay for this. If we accumulate a 10-year of their total income, is $27 trillion. Now, they're going to tax that and get a minimum of $48 trillion to a maximum of $92. Now, as far as I can tell, that would be a miracle. That would be the greatest one since Christ fed the multitude with the loaves and the fishes. What do you think?
Do you know what the Green New Deal is?
Absolutely.
And which part about it do you disagree with?
All of it.
Well, the fact that all of the money we're going to have to come up with to do this is impossible.
So just paying for it is the only dilemma you have. Yeah, I think the Green New Deal is doable, but you're right. It isn't really a set of programs and policies and dollar signs. It's a set of ideals and mindsets and goals. So if you don't if you agree with the mindsets that you do and the goals and the ideals, but you don't agree with the dollars, well, then we just have to come up with a spreadsheet that'll balance. So we're in full agreement with you, Lance. The money won't work, but the ideas are good. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
We
got to move on.
When they ask them how we're going to do it, they're going to say all we have to do is print more money.
All right.
And if you do that, it would be disaster all over the world.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Lance.
One of our texters says, "Hey, Bob, flying is a privilege, not a right." That's in response to one of our emails.
Taking off your shoes.
No, right. Hey, Bob, flying is a privilege, not a right.
Gotcha. All right, Cindy, you're on the mark.
First, I want to say, I think Lance raises a very good point. Joe kind of dismisses it, but
well,
I
only
think
because
he's
we've
right.
heard it 17 times, not because it isn't a good point. It's
well,
been wonderful each
Mark,
time.
Mark, you've brought up global warming. Does that invalidate you because on a regular basis you raise that?
No, these are all
just
important
asking.
Issues. These are important issues, but Lance is a, what do you call it, a one-note nanny or something? There's a like a
Johnny one-note?
But he does
right,
raise
Johnny
a good
one-note.
Point, you know?
Right, no, it's always been a good point.
No, we're not arguing that.
So we ought to think about that. If we've been unable to deal with that problem with all these laws, why do we think it's going to work if we make laws about something else?
Well, we did try
anyway,
it with prohibition.
You know what my question is? What happened to the proctor that changed the test? In this testing scandal, and this woman paid $15,000 to someone to unethically change the answers on the test. Well, what happened to that person? Typically, proctors in SAT exams are public school teachers. Hired to sit there on a Saturday and proctor the exam.
I think he
so
turned state. I think
person?
He turned
we
state's evidence.
We hear nothing about that.
I think he turned state's evidence.
I think that's who needs to go to prison. They're the ones that changed the record. They should be. That should be penalized. Frankly, I agree with Mark. I'm wondering about using prison cells for this. I know why this woman got prison time. It's because of this whole white privilege thing that goes on and rich people and the one percenters. And so she's paying the price for all that conversation. But I asked myself, why isn't the actual actor in this, who could have said, no, you know, I'm an ethical person, I don't change people's test scores, who did actually did that, they appear to be, you know, immune from consequence. That's very troubling to me.
Well, I don't know, just because we haven't talked about it, but I think Joe's right. Those are the people that it came forward, is people who were kind of the middle people who knew this was going on and or participated in that case.
I think they were interested in getting the people who offered the bribe, not those who may have solicited it. I don't know why that is.
It's like
how
the Johns.
That,
yeah,
I
the Johns are always set free in a prostitution
this
roundup.
Is like they arresting are. The prostitute but letting the Johns go free.
That is.
The same kind of. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just the opposite. In that case, it's the public person that is set free.
But stop and think.
But the individual is the victim. Thank you so much, Cindy.
If a person with a lot of money offers you a bribe, you know, and you take it, who is that on? Is that on you, or is that on the person that offered you the bribe? In other words, if you're struggling and you're trying to make a living and someone offers you a great deal of money in return for doing something you can theoretically easily do, whether it's right or wrong, you know, are you obligated to resist that temptation, or should the person who made the offer be the one who suffers the greater penalty?
How much money? We're going to take a break.
Well, I tried offering you three peanut butter pies, and that didn't work for the
Clearly,
for the
you're on the right track, though. We're still talking about it, so you must be on the right track. 1-800-795-9565. We are talking about the Felicity Huffman case, her 2 weeks in jail versus an individual who was convicted of some other crimes and got 5 years in prison. And just the general idea of who's really the victim and who's really the perpetrator. And not only the briber, but the individual, the bribee, is a person that deserves some jail time, too. 1-800-795-9565, and we have a conversation underway about, are there any common sense changes in gun laws that would make us safer? It's only the 952nd time that we've talked about this since the show began in 1997, but we're glad to discuss it.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We were talking about fines. Somebody has an email that relates to that topic.
And it says, hello, not only did she get 15 days in jail, her fine was $20,000. The fines are greater than the payoffs.
Yeah, but for her, $20,000.
I thought it was $30. I may be wrong.
I think you
that.
Could be right. And then what?
$30,000 fine. Because I thought the fine, it struck
hours?
Me as the fine was double the amount she paid
okay.
to get the thing. You know, she paid $15,000, and I think the fine was
$30. Yeah, our thing only says 250 hours of community service, which is nothing. But this, she's already started that. Yeah, it's not here. But, yeah, well, it's not. It's, and $20,000 to her is nothing because she and her husband are millionaires. So it's not sort of proportionate. You follow me?
I follow you.
Dan, you are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Why, before I start my main topic, I agree with Lance probably almost 100% of the time, and his calls are very good. And he makes a good point that the people want to enjoy the sin they love. If it's drinking, they'll find every excuse to keep it up. and I agree with him on abortion. He's 100% right. It's murder. But anyway, I'm calling about Tom, and he mentioned that we promote religion. Well, that's not true. I promote truth. Religion versus truth. Truth is God reaching down to man, Jesus Christ reaching down to man and pulling him up and giving him salvation. Religion is man's struggle trying to reach a God, maybe not the true God, but an answer to life. And that's the difference between religion and truth. So I never promote religion. I never believed any religion can get you to God. The only religion that ever existed that was meant to get you to God, it didn't work, was Judaism. Judaism is a true religion, the only one. It was God-formed, and it showed us that man, by his own bootstraps, cannot find truth, he cannot find happiness. In fact, if you study the early Jewish history, they went deep into idolatry and into every kind of sin unmentionable on this radio program. So no, I do not believe in religion. Religion will only damn your soul, but truth will save your soul and make you ready to meet Jesus Christ at the judgment.
All right, does that have anything to do with background checks, red flag laws, or sending it as TV stars to jail?
I'm answering the question. You say you're going to read all your emails. I'm responding to Tom's email.
Well, I thought you'd respond to his prayer.
Well, you know what? You should not belittle that prayer. Here's a prayer I was taught in the right context. My mother, every night I went to bed as a little child, I said she had me say that prayer with her. That was one of the first prayers I met, not belittling the President of the United States. My mother prayed that I'd be ready to meet my Maker. And gradually it took hold. When I was 24 years old, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. But it did take hold. That prayer worked. And also another prayer I was taught before we ate our meal. We never ate a meal without thanking the Lord for what we were about to eat. And that took hold too.
All right.
Them little things can reach down. But there's a big difference between truth and religion. Mankind, every man has a religion. It may not be truth, but he has a religion. And it's a great thing to find truth because it saves your soul.
Okay.
All right.
And
we got you.
We got you.
And you guys have a great one.
You too. Take
well, thank
care.
You.
Good talking and... keep up the good work.
All right,
enjoy
thank
your
you so
program
much, Dan.
Every day, even if I don't call every day. And I'll tell Lance, keep up your good work. You're
all
doing
right.
A good job.
Okay.
And I enjoy your calls.
All right,
okay.
Thank you so
bye
much.
Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you now. All right, 1-800-795-9565. All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Two emails pending and one text, but we'll take more comers. The texts arrive via 70236. You can text that if you're a Text Connect member. Sign up for that at WKOK.com. You can email us at onthemark@WKOK.com, and we do have emails pending on that topic right now, or on topics right now. And you can call us the toll-free line 1-800-795 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. That's opposed to the toll-free Lion, which is the Lion roar that we sound before we sign up folks to qualify for the Penn State ticket blitz. That toll-free Lion will be roaring again next week. So hopefully we'll be sending somebody to Happy Valley. Well, we'll definitely be sending somebody to Happy Valley on us next week.
Okay. I love when somebody, and I get a kick out of it when certain typos take place.
Okay.
This one in one of our texts says, common sense gun cause.
A gun cause. Oh,
a gun cause, right.
That's gun laws blended together with a K instead of the L.
Common sense gun laws. We'll read it the way he intended it.
Yeah, the L and the K are close to each other.
Common sense gun laws already in place that need to be strictly enforced. Criminals, when using a gun in the commission of a crime, need to serve the mandatory penalty on top of the penalties for the crime. Problem is that a lot of DAs will plea bargain away the gun charges just to get a plea deal that doesn't get the criminals off the street.
Okay. All right. So enforce our existing laws. We don't even need new laws for this particular suggestion from a caller. Let's see. The red flag law relates to guns.
It says, I believe there is talk of a red flag law for anyone on the medication for mental disorders. Does this cross HIPAA laws? The founding fathers made the Second Amendment to protect corrupt governments. I'm not a history buff. I often think if the Jews had their own guns, they could have mounted some type of resistance until other countries like the U.S. and or England came in as backup? Or were the Germans too secret with the Roundup before it was too late? Joe, maybe you can touch on this. You are a history buff. Just trying to think outside the box where guns could have been used in history like the founders intended. Well, of course, the Germans removed guns wherever they could from people they didn't want to have them, and that included the Jews. The Jews did mount a resistance in the Warsaw ghetto in 1944, and they did have some weapons that they were able to take, but in the end they didn't have enough. So the question would become, how well armed is a citizenry? And I think that's one of our great defenses in this country against takeover. I remember Admiral Yamamoto, who led the attack or planned the attack on Pearl Harbor, said that invading America would never work because there'd be a gun behind every bush. And he had a good point.
All right. And red flag laws, by definition, I don't know what your impression of red flag laws are, has nothing to do with individuals on mental health, and it wouldn't violate HIPAA. It does involve an opportunity for family or friends or neighbors of individuals. If you have an individual who's becoming unstable or is a clear threat to themselves or other, it allows you to tell police in your community that you think this individual is a potential danger, and then police start to apply the law as they're sworn to do as accurately as they can to determine if guns should be removed from the possession of the individual. And then if that decision is made before it happens, a judge approves it. It's like a search warrant that it has to go to a judge for an approval. So now you have the second layer of gauntlet before this law is applied. But it wouldn't violate HIPAA. It's not just because of a mental health dilemma. In fact, individuals who might be caught up in a red flag complaint wouldn't necessarily have to have had any mental health history, so to speak. So that's what the red flag laws are for. And then as soon as those guns are taken, then a clock starts ticking that allows them to be returned automatically unless the county prosecutor or whomever is the jurisdictional prosecutor can prove that those weapons should be kept apart. It is very easy for people to say that this is a violation of the Second Amendment. I don't think it's a stretch. It hasn't been constitutionally tested yet by the Supreme Court, but the red flag laws have popped up in probably a third of the states in the U.S. so far and being talked about in Pennsylvania. And this is going to make Stan text us and say, no red flag laws, please. I'll save him the trouble. Al, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Boy, I'm telling you, God makes things fall together, because I wrote down here before that last email you read, I wrote, our forefathers were smart enough to know that anything that man gets involved in is going to go corrupt and be all kind of stuff wrong with it.
You mean
that,
like,
includes the Catholic Church, any church, anything.
Or
anything
government.
Man gets involved in, even his own family. And that's, on the emails, the family should see that if somebody's not safe to drive, what do? We try and get their license voluntarily off of them and talk to them. And if somebody's going a little wacky and very saying very dangerous things in your family, and you know they're armed for bear, well, it's time to, you know, let the family do what the family's supposed to do and the way God set it up. And we were smart enough to set up our government that way. And we put the Second Amendment in, which leads to the next note, which is that the Second Amendment has held at bay the government. They know we have the guns, and it's just keeping them back far enough that the freedom is still, you know, and the right in to own guns is still there.
Yeah, but
us having them. And once they take them, we're done.
Do you need an AR-15 with a 30-round clip and one in the chamber?
It doesn't matter. If you got 40 zombies coming at your house, you're going to be looking for a 50-round clip.
Okay. Well, yeah, the Constitution doesn't have the zombie factor in it.
Yeah, well, yeah, because that's the way they're going to have to be if they try and come and get guns off of people. They're almost going to have to be zombies because they won't want to give up their guns, so why would they come and want to take my guns? It's not going to happen in this country. And as far as the red flag laws, they're ridiculous, too, because if you have the juveniles get all their records expunged, where if some juvenile did 43 bad things and they had the cops over this house 43 times, that certainly ought to show up no matter what. That's a sign of mental illness and on stability. And the school, you know, should have a part of that record. How was he in school? I mean, if you really want to check, you can check. And but it's always back to the government. Anything man is involved in isn't going to work 100% good. Because right now, now to the statistics, we have 50 million slaves now in 2019. There were 12 million slaves during the 16th, 17th, and 18th century. That's just one statistic. And then my abortion statistic is now up to 64 million in our country alone. And I told you one out of seven babies are aborted on this earth these days.
Okay.
And then when you mock a prayer, that's mocking God. And, you know, I'm just going to keep on praying for everybody that listens to this radio show.
All right. Thank you so much.
That we hope we get the strength to do the right thing and live the right way. And we, you know, follow the laws that are there. And as far as Kavanaugh, if they would have done something to that lady for sitting there and lying and taking everybody's time up in Congress and all these people, important people, and all the money they spent getting her set up, why wouldn't they charge her for false accusations?
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
The Kavanaugh thing.
Oh, okay.
Maybe,
oh,
and then Kavanaugh might not be in this problem now because they followed through with the law and they
he's not in any problem.
Well, no, I mean, he's in problems with that. You know, they're bringing it back up again. If she was prosecuted for what she did was wrong and...
Well, this is
this is another person. This is not the original person. This is somebody else.
I know that. Well, make an example out of her. Maybe this one when it came forward.
But she didn't come forward. Some attorney that said he witnessed it came forward. The victim didn't come forward. Says she doesn't even remember it. Why should we punish
her?
Maybe
it would have never came up.
Right. And most women
that
are accused.
Because they know that there's going to be a consequence if I'm wrong, and I want to push this, and it goes far. You know, if they listen to me and they take it to court again, and I'm found wrong, there's going to be something happen to me like happened to that lady that did to him the first time. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Al. Yep. Appreciate your call. Thanks for being a good listener. Let's see. To that end, I said we don't need AR-15s, and one of our listeners says, yes, Mark, we do need an AR-15 and 30 rounds or more magazine. Tyranny is a slippery slope and must be fought. He also said red flag laws are criminal if no due process is used. Also, anyone can make a false claim against another, and unless there's a penalty for these false claims, red flag laws are a slippery slope of tyranny as well. So we appreciate that. And I am now convinced, and Stan, I would like you to order me up a Ruger AR-15 so that I have one of my own.
Well, now I'm not doing the show anymore. It's bad enough knowing you might be packing on any given day. Giving you an AR-15.
One call coming in, one waiting, but Drew is on the mark. Last caller before break. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'd like to weigh in on these red flag laws. Make a couple of points. They've enacted these laws in Maryland, and they've already resulted in the death of at least one individual.
What happened in that case?
Well, officers were sent to a home to confiscate firearms, and the individual refused, and it ended up in a shootout. And the individual that was... it was an elderly gentleman, if I recall correctly, that has never had any issues at all with law enforcement before, but it was reported that he, I don't know exactly the details of the report on him that caused the red flag, but he they went to his home and to confiscate his firearms per the law down there, and it ended up in a shootout, and once he realized that they were there to take his firearms, and he basically said, out of my cold, dead hands, and that's how it ended up.
All right, so is that a case of a good law with a bad application, or that's a bad law with a...
Well, there's a person who maybe shouldn't have had guns in the first place, if he's that unstable.
I think it's a bad law all around, because not only are you putting people in danger there's two parts of this. One, this law puts law enforcement officers in a position that they should never be in. They're going to be put in position where people are going to be extremely angry with them, and they're going to be shooting back. And law enforcement officers should not be put in this position.
In order to prove they're not a danger to others, they're going to start shooting at police.
And you know, that's like saying bank robbers shouldn't shoot at police either. I mean, let's face it.
What I'm saying is. Are you guys familiar with the practice? It's an illegal practice, but of the practice of swatting.
Yep.
You ever heard that term?
Yeah, we've heard
it. Just happened at Lion Mountain 6 months ago.
So I've also heard that there are malicious uses of these red flag laws as well in places where these red flag laws have been implemented. So. Sometimes these red flag laws, they get a report, it's not even really investigated, they're just rubber stamped, and law enforcement officers are sent to a home, and whether it's justified or not,
So a misapplication of a law, a misapplication of a law means we shouldn't have a good law at all. Drew, you got 30 seconds.
But Drew, you're knowing you're a libertarian. I can't believe that you don't believe individual responsibility comes into this equation in a big way. If there's a law that's on the books, I'm obligated to follow it until it's changed. That's the way we live in this country.
I also don't believe in pre-crime laws. If a person has not committed a crime, I don't believe in enforcing a law against them. These laws are enforcing laws against people that have not committed crimes.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Drew.
Well, in many cases they have, though. You don't fail a background check, a red flag law, unless you have done something, do you?
Well, no, it can be based on threats or things that you've done verbally that might not rise.
Threats are pretty bad. I mean, if you threaten me with your gun or you threaten to harm me.
You know, irrational behavior or things you've said on social media that may not be illegal at any standard, but still clearly show that you may be a danger.
Well, if they don't cross some threshold, you wouldn't get the warning triggered.
Well, and the example that we have from Drew and some other examples that we've had on the show, we're hearing about the misapplication of the law as a reason we shouldn't have the law. It's like we shouldn't have speeding laws because some communities set up a speed trap in order to make revenue. So coming up with scenarios where the law is misapplied isn't a sound argument that we shouldn't have some laws.
Oh, I agree with you.
All right, we'll be right back.
That's pretty amazing.
We're going to end on a high note.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Lance, the potentiality exists that we would not get to you, but we do have Chris on. Oh, that was neither Joe nor I. Chris, you're on the mark.
Wasn't
right
Chris
ahead.
Either.
We got 3 minutes left.
Well, Lance would be much more convincing if instead of mentioning it every time they talk about guns, he'd actually call a gun desk. He'd actually call up and advocate consistently for and suggest what laws need to be passed in order to prevent drunk driving. And he did talk once years ago about the laws in Norway and whatnot, but those don't get mentioned anymore. There's laws you can pass to stop drunk driving more effectively than we do. He should be advocating for them daily, not just comparing it to gun deaths.
Okay.
Right, well, he's the next caller, so he'll get a chance.
And well, he's had plenty of chances, and you know what he's going to say anyway. And Kavanaugh was the one who was lying, not the woman. He perjured himself every time he was up for nomination.
Oh, come on. That's not been proven.
It.
That has not been proven in any court of law. He's not been found guilty
right,
of anything.
Nobody's ever arrested him for it. Nobody's ever fined him. But look at the congressional testimony. Look at the complaints the senator sent to him after the fact when the facts came out. In each of his nominations, he lied, misrepresented, or conveniently forgot.
I don't buy that.
In the record.
I don't buy that at all.
Well, of course, because you don't want to and you never looked when I told you before. And if all these gun owners, they're so patriotic, they so love their country, and they're so law-abiding, except if you pass laws against guns, then all of a sudden they're going to shoot you for it, they're going to rebel against their country, and they're going to kill police officers.
Well, there I agree with you.
So somebody's a little crazy, and I'm not sure it's the side they think it is.
Well, but you know, if you're a big gun believer and somebody's coming to take your guns, that looks like governmental confiscation. And if you believe you have the right to that gun, I guess you believe you have the right to defend your right to own it.
Well, it's not a God-given right to have a gun.
No, but it is a constitutional guarantee.
All right. Well,
and
thank you
not,
so much.
It's not proper to force a woman to carry to term if she doesn't want to.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We'll get more words tomorrow. Call us first thing.
You covered a lot of territory there, Chris.
And we can wrap up.
I sure do.
And we'll refute. And Joe
have
will,
a good one.
Thank you,
too.
And Joe will refute all of your remarks tomorrow. Lance, give us a buzz tomorrow, first thing in the show, and we'll get you on the radio. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, 10 o'clock.